back past a stranded Van der Sar to open the scoring for Juve in the Olympic Stadium.
That celebration has remained historical. When people remember Fabrizio Ravanelli, they also remember that celebration. It's a special part of me.
Fabrizio Ravanelli for the old lady, overwhelmed with emotion.
All my career, where I started, my family, the most beautiful moment of my career.
Juventus are European champions.
All the career, each moment is a moment to grow, to be proud of, do a fantastic career.
In 1996, Viali and Juventus lift the European Cup.
1996, football coming home, Blur and Oasis dueling in the charts, the PS1, the DVD and the USB making their debuts. In the cinema, it was the usual suspects, and in the Champions League, something similar, with a final that year in Rome between Ajax, the reigning European champs, and Juventus, a team who towered over that decade, but who that night won their one and only Champions League trophy. Opening the scoring that night was La Penna Bianca, the man who launched 1,000 blind playground goal celebrations, a man who'd battled his way from the depths of the fourth division to live that dream, only to then wake up in Borough. That man was Fabrizio Ravanelli, and he joins us today. Fabrizio, first of all, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to stay here.
Excellent. You've had such an interesting career, such an amazing career. You played with some of the best footballers, been managed by some of the best coaches, scored in a Champions League final, invented one of the most iconic goal celebrations ever. When you look back at your career, what do you think? Are you a bit amazed?
I think that I had a fantastic career because I start from Perugia, from a little country of Perugia, and I achieved the best result in my career. Mm. So I'm very glad to have done all the things that I have done.
Yeah, Perugia, lovely town. I visited it many times, seen the team in action there, and they had good times as well in the top division. But when you were there, it was back in the fourth division.
Yeah, I start in the fourth division, Perugia. Then when I come back, it was in the first league, Serie A. When
right.
I finished my career there, Perugia was in Serie A with Gaucci.
Yeah.
It was a good team.
Yeah, Luciano Gaucci, the famous or indeed infamous president. When you were growing up then in Perugia, in Umbria, who were the players that you used to watch? Who were the footballers, the strikers perhaps, that you used to admire?
The first striker that I was inspired by was when I was in Reggiana. I used to watch Viali videos, and then when I come to Juventus, it was a teammate, so it was fantastic. Before, I just watched the most important player that were in that period of time. I didn't have a special one, but the first that I remember that I was inspired by was Gianluca Vialli.
And as you say, when you went to Juventus and made that huge leap up in 1992,
yeah.
You walk into a dressing room and he sat there. Not only him, but I mean, they'd had a big spending spree that summer, bringing in people like Andreas Müller, David Platt.
Yeah.
But Roberto Baggio was there as well.
Baggio was fantastic.
What was it like, though, that first day, walking in and seeing Baggio, who was, I mean, at that point, an absolute legend, and Viali, one of your heroes?
It was very special because I always was a Juventus fan. So when I came there, it was like a dream. It was like if you stay in a dream team. you watch around you and you watch only football champions. So it was special.
Yeah. That first year, so Trapattoni was your manager when you arrived. There's a great quote
yes.
from him, which you've mentioned in the past.
Yes.
Where he says... C'è chi nasce per fare l'architetto, chi per fare il geometra, chi per fare il muratore. Some people are born to be architects, some people to be, I guess, surveyors, and some to be bricklayers. And you said, he said that to you, and you said, yeah, I belong to the third category. I'm a bricklayer, and I'm proud of it.
Trapattoni was a great manager. He was able to manage the team very well. He knew each of us. every player, you know, the characteristic, not only the pitch characteristic, but also the
off the field.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, you're probably the only bricklayer who ever scored five goals in a European match, which you're certainly the only Juventus player to ever manage that, and you're also the bricklayer that scored the Juve's goal in the only Champions League final that they've ever won.
Yeah, we won. I hope this record will be break very, very early, because in 27 years.
Yeah.
27 years. So, and I remember very well the day I scored five goals. That day I was I feel very well, and I told to our coach, today I will score twice, and then I will I scored five goals, so it was special.
Yeah, it was amazing. 27th of September 1994. It was against CSKA Sofia in the old UEFA Cup. And your manager then was Marcello Lippi, who'd come in 1994, taking over from Trapattoni. And him arriving had a huge impact on your career at Juventus, no? Because he formed that what became that incredibly legendary front three of yourself, Gianluca Vialli, and eventually Alessandro Del Piero.
Yeah, he was able to do a great work, because we played with three strikers, me, Vialli, and Del Piero, but... I think that the most important capacity that that team had was there were the players like me, like Gianluca Vialli, that always did strong efforts for the team. We always did also the defensive, la fase difensiva, I don't know.
La fase, the defensive work,
The defensive work. So the sacrifice was very important in that team.
Because that was so unusual, I mean, particularly for Serie A in the mid-90s, to have a team going with three such players at the same time.
All the team play with four defender, four midfielder, and two strikers. It was a particularity that Marcello Lippi started to do, to play with three strikers.
How did the duties break down? How did the roles break down between yourself and Del Piero and Vialli? Did you three kind of have to talk about how you wanted to share things out, or was it just natural?
No, it was just natural. It's a feeling that a coach had during the season. If you think that you can play with three strikers, you just bring them on the pitch. If you have the possibility to use three strikers like De Piero, Ravanelli, and Vialli, you just use them.
Yeah. Criminal to leave anybody out at that point. It certainly worked, because it saw Juventus reclaim the title after a long wait. In fact, you did the double that year with the Coppa Italia as well.
Yes, and against Parma.
Who were kind of your perennial rivals at that point. You yourself, having not featured that much under Trapattoni, now under Lippi, had 34 goals in 54 matches, and this against some of the best defenders in the world. You also invented a particular celebration that year against, or that season against Napoli.
It was a special. It was also that is a special thing of my career, because that celebration has remained historical. It's also an honor, that thing, because when people remember Fabrizio Ravanelli, they also remember that celebration. So. It's a special part of me.
I know a lot of, especially young players, they will dedicate a certain amount of their training to working out a good celebration. How had you arrived at the idea of pulling your jersey over your head and running around blind?
It was just natural. I remember that I scored against Napoli, against Napoli, the first goal. Mm-hmm. And I ran to Lippi and I just pushed my shirt over my head. I don't know why, it came natural. I think the best celebration came natural. You don't have to think about it.
Could you see through your jerseys?
With the Juventus jerseys, yes. With the jersey of Boro, no.
Okay. How many times did you crash into somebody?
No, never.
Okay. All right, so a brilliant first season under Lippi, with Baggio still there. Was it fun playing with him?
Baggio was something amazing. I think that he's most important player of Italian football. The thing that Baggio does in the training, the thing that Baggio did in the training was something that you can't explain. You have to stay there to watch what he did. I didn't have a teammate like him during my career. I never seen something like that.
Yeah, although Del Piero wasn't bad as well.
Also Del Piero, but Baggio was something else.
95-96, though, begins with Juventus deciding to let Baggio go. They offered him a vastly reduced contract. And I think the idea, what you mentioned, the work in the fase defensiva that you and Del Piero and Viali would do, Roberto Baggio perhaps a little less able to cover that kind of responsibility. What was the mood like at the start of 95-96?
I remember the terrible preparation we did in the summer because our preparatore Ventrone did a very important work on the summer. I remember this and then the team, it was something like flying. We ran more than the other team. The most important it was to achieve our goal. So every player of that team play with strong effort. Because we did before an important work with our athletic preparator and our coach Marcello Lippi, and the team was very prepared.
All teams work hard in the summer, I imagine, to get ready for a season. What was it that was so tough about what Ventrone did with you? What were the worst things that he made you do?
All the things that we did, it was very hard. I remember the athletic test that we did in the summer, and the last two players that were finished the test were me and Gianluca Vialli. The last two players that was remaining in that test, and I just remember the effort to finish first. And he said to me, I didn't want to finish before him. So it was a terrible moment because Ventrone used to work very hard.
Yeah, the Marine.
I don't remember a special work, most harder than the other, but all the works were very terrible.
So it all worked out pretty well, though, in that 95-96 season. You're back in the Champions League. It was the first season that Juve had been in the competition. The competition, it's changed a bit since those days. Back then, Ajax were the champions. They were looking to retain the title, and you would meet them in the final. Juve were beginning a pretty incredible run of three straight appearances in the big game. That year, the other two semi-finalists, which gives you an idea of how the competitions evolved, were Nantes and Panathinaikos, which is remarkable. What were your recollections? How do you feel playing in the Champions League for the first time?
I remember that that year, each of us wanted to win that trophy because it was the trophy that we have never won. So when the competition started, the goal was to do our best to achieve that result. We were confident that we can do it. It was a special run to the final. The team was a very strong team, so the thing came natural.
Yeah. It was such an incredible lineup. We'll look through maybe some of the players in a second or two, but your group stage opponents were Rangers, so you had a trip to Glasgow in there, Steaua Bucharest and Borussia Dortmund. Yeah. Then in the quarterfinals, you had Real Madrid. Yeah. And you captained Juventus at the Bernabeu for the trip there, and then Nantes in the semifinals. Do you have any special memories of that percorso to the final?
And the night in Madrid that I was captain, it was a special night. But it was a tough match because Real Madrid pushed us to the limit, to our limits. In the first leg, they deserved to win. But when they come back to Turin, we did a great comeback and we go through the semi-final. Mm. So it was a special night in Madrid. And also, if we lose the game, because I was the captain in a stadium like Santiago Bernabeu.
Yeah, pretty special. So you get past Real Madrid, and then you get Nantes in the semi-final, who are not a name that you normally picture in Champions League semi-finals. This was a Nantes side that featured an up-and-coming Claude Makélélé. Do you remember him as a young man at all?
Yeah, I remember a great player. fantastic player. He had a fantastic career in Real Madrid, in Chelsea. He didn't need my other words for describe the career he did.
22nd of May 1996, and the final being played in Italy at the Stadio Olimpico in Rome, and Juventus taking on the reigning European champions, Ajax, who'd beaten Milan just the summer before. Frank Rijkaard had moved on after that.
For the 1996 Champions League final, all eyes were on Rome's Stadio Olimpico as Ajax looked to retain the title they'd won 12 months earlier against Milan. They were facing Italian opposition once again, with Juventus making sure the champions of Italy had reached the final in every season since the start of the Champions League. There was huge pressure on Marcello Lippi's side, with an expectant crowd willing the Bianconeri to lift the famous trophy for a second time.
Ajax seek to defend their European crown with 7 of the 11 who started last year's final. Juventus, 11 years on from the horror of their tear-stained victory in Brussels, consider this the day they can finally lift the European Cup with uncompromised joy. Marcello Lippi makes just one change to the team which wobbled in the semi-final in Nantes. Paulo Sousa for Massimo Carrera.
But it was the sixth year in a row, Fabrizio, that a Serie A side was in the final. Incredible run for Italian sides.
Yeah, the Serie A league in that time was in that year was the most important championship in the world. All the best players came to play in Italy. So if you had the possibility to play in a championship like that, it was because you were a fantastic player.
Do you remember much about the build-up? There was a quote, for example, from Louis van Gaal saying that the trophy would be going back to Holland on the Ajax aeroplane. Was that something that was commented on a lot by Juventus?
Yeah, I think that it was something that Louis van Gaal didn't have to say, because our team was more motivated by that phrase. You don't have to push more the opponent before a game, so...
I'm guessing that Juve side as well were pretty motivated even without comments from the opposition. When you look at some of the personalities in there, yourself, Del Piero we mentioned, and Gianluca Vialli, a hugely influential character. But then you've also had people who've gone on to have huge managerial careers, the midfield of Didier Deschamps, Paulo Sousa and Antonio Conte that night in Rome.
It was a fantastic midfield. Paulo Sousa was something of amazing. Antonio Conte also. Deschamps, he didn't need my word. Our midfield was something of amazing. Three great players. Then we had also Di Livio. We had also Jugovic. Fantastic players. Not only the three players, but also Jugovic and Di Livio and the other player that came on the pitch during the game.
Sure.
Chinardi.
Yeah. Di Livio, he started with you back in Perugia in the fourth division, no?
Yes, yes.
Remarkable. Also in that starting lineup, well, Peruzzi was in goal, and then the back four was Gianluca Pesotto, Ciro Ferrara, Pietro Vecchiuod, and also... Moreno Torricelli, who had one of the most curious kind of careers or backstories.
Yeah. A scratch clearance came to Torricelli, who drove at them and drove at Van der Sar. And it came back to Ravanelli. Early threat from Juventus. The Italians on Italian soil, threatening first from the fullback Torricelli. And when Sonny Saloy was caught in two minds, via Fabrizio Ravanelli, for whom the angle proved prohibitive.
Torricelli, I think the same season that you arrived at Juve, he'd been playing for essentially a factory team against Juve.
In the third division of Italy. It's a not professional division, so it was a very particular history. But Torricelli was a fantastic player. He don't need a presentation because his career talks about him. He started from nothing and he achieved to win the Champions League with Juventus.
Yeah, went to the World Cup as well. Yeah, he was playing for a Caratese against Juve in a pre-season friendly and impressed him so much.
In a friendly match, yeah.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. So tell me about the build-up then, because Ajax were the reigning European champions and were famed for their, as now, for their ability, their tactical approach to the game. What did Lippi have any specific idea about how to maybe disrupt them, to throw them off their usual game plan? Because I remember that the game started with incredible pressure from yourselves. I mean, what we now recognize as pressing. But at the time, it was quite remarkable to see how you went after them.
Yeah, it was the idea of our coach was to pressing high, the Ajax team, because they used to play a modern football. So the long ball, they didn't do the long ball. So our idea was to press high.
Win the ball back. Yeah.
Win the duel, win the individual duel against the Ajax opponent.
Think about 8 seconds into the game, Torricelli is already going in on Bogard. And then it's fair to say that same approach, that pressure, leads to your goal, the opening goal of the game.
Yeah.
Up towards Ravanelli, who got there ahead of De Boer and slid it past a stranded Van der Sar to open the scoring for Juve in the Olympic Stadium. Fabrizio Ravanelli for the old lady, overwhelmed with emotion.
My goal was a mix of two trusts in each ball, also the ball that it looks gone. So I trusting that ball, I think that ball was capable. It was good because I scored a goal and from a distance that looked very difficult to score with my weak foot. So it was something special. Yeah. A goal that isn't difficult to replay.
Sheer opportunism. Frank de Boer neither stuck nor twisted. Van der Sar overcommitted. Ravanelli had precious little to aim at, but what there was, he found. And he has opened the scoring in the 1996 European Cup final.
The angle that you score from, not easy at all. What do you recall of the sensation of the moments when you arrived at the ball and realized what you had to do and then saw the ball hit the net?
I think that I understood that that ball was a dangerous ball from the goalkeeper and the defender. So I attacked that ball. I had the skill to take that ball. And then when the ball goes inside, I don't know how to describe the emotion. It was something that you can't explain. Something I realized after the game what I did.
Incredible. As you say, your career had taken you from the sort of humblest of beginnings in professional football terms, and there you were. And even when you arrived at Juventus, people weren't really aware of you. You weren't seen in the same light as other new arrivals like Moller and Viali, but you conquered the Lions' role in the biggest game of all. There was plenty more drama to come, though.
Fred de Boer forward, in by George, punch away by Peruzzi. Canu's had a flick at it, and Peruzzi got back to spoon it away from within inches of the line.
Jari Litmanen equalising for Ajax just before half-time.
Fred de Boer now on the scene, together with Danny Blind, three in the Juve wall. De Boer, Peruzzi couldn't hold it. Litmanen scored! Ajax level 4 minutes before half-time.
Do you remember what the mood was like in the dressing room going in at 1-1?
We never lost our focus. We know that we can win the game if they score the equalizer. We trust ourselves. We just go into the pitch and do the things that we always do, press high to run more than the other, play with strong effort. So it came natural to win the game because we never thought that we would lose the game.
Although it does go to penalties.
So
as time ticks by, and there was a chance that you set up for Viali in the second half, which maybe would have settled it earlier.
Ravanelli got round the back and fed Viali, who didn't make pure contact. Jukovic. Viali. Del Piero! Beaten out by Van der Sar. Siloy has a problem. Viali's round the keeper and into the side netting.
It finishes 1-1 at the end of the 90 and then goes to extra time. And as the minutes tick by, even with all the confidence and the the Concep Eveleto, the awareness of the strength of the team. You must have been feeling nervous about the penalties getting closer and closer.
Yeah, obviously. But we know that Peruzzi will take two penalties. So we know he was very able to save penalties. So a little bit of nervous, yes, but no. He ci ha tolto un po' di nervosismo questa cosa.
Yeah, yeah. He took away a little bit of the stress knowing that he was there. But you didn't make it to penalties because before that, your number goes up. Lippi takes you off.
Well, Fabrizio Ravanelli had his moment. He's now had his day. And we'll watch from the bench as Michele Padovano replaces him.
Remarkably, your last act in a Juventus shirt after this glorious spell there was effectively, I mean, having a bit of a go at Lippi for taking you off and putting on Michele Padovano.
Yeah, I was a little bit upset because I scored.
Imagine.
But I think that it was a great thing that the last memory of my career in Juventus was that goal. So I think this was the best final of that I can with the Juventus jersey. But also, if now if you ask me, I tell you that I prefer to stay there more years because I'm a Juventus fan. So play with Juventus for me was something special and something different than the other team that I play with.
Right. Tell me about the final minutes then when you were watching the extra time and the penalties from the sidelines.
Who wants to be the hero? Jugovic does. Blind held him up. Del Piero! A yard either side and Juventus are champions. Del Piero had a fair bit to aim at. He hit Van der Sar. And we have a penalty shootout. The debate goes on. The argument undecided.
What I can say, I just hope that the trophy came with us.
First up for Ajax, a focused Edgar Davids. And Peruzzi saves. No one dares think it. Sonny Saloy. Oh, it's a fine save. Peruzzi has taken Juventus to the cusp of glory. And Vladimir Jugovic has match point.
Vladimir Jugovic was with the decisive penalty in the shootout. And he has a kind of a half smile as he steps up to take the kick. And he knows that Juve will be champions. And the calm and the... It's remarkable how composed he is.
Jugovic for the European title. Juventus are European champions.
Jugovic was a very confident player. He knows that the quality he had because it was... No, we didn't do something of particular on him, but we just celebrated the trophy. But when Jugovic takes the ball, I was confident because it was a fantastic player. And as I said, he knows the quality he has, and so he wasn't nervous on that penalty.
A title they felt they were due. Celebrations they feel are overdue.
When we won the penalties, I think that all my career, where I started, my family, and all and nothing else. So it was a fantastic moment, the most beautiful moment of my career.
In 1996, Viali and Juventus lift the European Cup.
European champion or Champions League winner and a side which has seen you play in the Champions League for the first time, captain your side at the Bernabeu. Changes, though, are afoot, both for Ajax, who essentially began to disband and have never made a final since, but also Juventus, because am I right in saying that in the days after the final, you thought you were going to be named Juve's captain, but instead were called in and told you were being sold to Middlesbrough?
Yeah, it was a particular moment because when I was on holiday, I knew that I was kept on transfer market. So I was upset because I think in that year I would have been the captain of the team. So the things changed and put me upset. So when Middlesbrough want to buy me. It was an idea that interested me. So I said to me, just go and play in the Premier League. So that is something that you didn't do. So
yeah, and what a career you had at Borough as well. Is it fair to say, Fabrizio, that when the first time you heard about it, you weren't entirely convinced? There is this story that you, having heard that Juve wanted to sell you to Borough, you tried to put an impossible price in terms of wages so that the deal wouldn't go through. But then they ended up matching it anyway, so you went.
Yeah. Because my first idea, it was clear to stay at Juventus, but the situation was particular because, like I said, I was upset. It's a particular moment that ended with my transfer to Middlesbrough and nothing else. So it was a true story.
A big clear out at Juventus. Viali going to Chelsea that summer. Paulo Sousa to Borussia Dortmund, with whom he would beat Juventus in the following summer's final. And you go to Middlesbrough. I've not spent much time in Middlesbrough. I'm guessing that it's very different to Turin.
Yeah, professionality of the Middlesbrough was totally different of Juventus, because Juventus had a different mentality. But I think that was that historical moment in England that was totally different from now and from the... in that period in Italy was a different historical moment. So it's not only Middlesbrough, but I think so all the English team had a different mentality from the Italian team. So it was a little shock at the beginning.
What was the biggest surprise for you?
Well, in Italy, we used to do tactical training. In England, never. So it was a different way to prepare the games. The English football was very more physical football than the Italian. When you play against some defender, you have to stay be careful because the referee didn't help you.
Which defenders gave you the hardest time, Fabrizio?
Campbell, I think.
Sol Campbell.
So, yeah.
Okay, so there you were in Borough, training in the local park at that point. So, yeah, a massive difference to certainly how things were at Juve, although Parma, your big rivals of the mid-90s, they used to train in the local park. That was one of the peculiarities of them. But what a brilliant start you made at Borough. I don't know if you said to your manager you were going to score two goals that day as well.
No,
but
no.
A hat-trick on your debut.
I don't know if it's also today the biggest debut that...
it is, yeah.
So I think that it's something special that I did during my career. I always remember with pleasure that game because it was the beginning game with Liverpool, and I scored a hat-trick. So
when the first goal goes in, you think, brilliant, here I am. I want to impress everyone. It's my first day at a new club in a new country, and I've scored. Fantastic. What do you think when the second goal goes in?
In that moment, I was a very confident player. So I knew that I would have scored many goals for Borough. So when I scored the first goal, I would just said to me, I achieved the first goal, now I have to score the second and then the third. So I just feel more strong than the other in that moment, in that period of time, because I came after a Champions League winning. So
yeah, you could have had four though, Fabrizio.
Yeah, it's true. Two penalties,
good Lord.
I could have scored four goals, yeah.
Or even five. Wow. Well, so an amazing start. And that season, things went pretty well as well. You reached the final of both domestic cup competitions that season. You scored 16 goals in 33 league matches, 31 across all competitions. What were your happiest memories of Borough?
I think that first game with Liverpool always stay in my mind more than the other memories of Borough, because it was the first game. Best way to start. The fans have been crazy that game, because the first game of the new striker came from Juventus. He scored a hat-trick, so it was something special. And then we lost the final, so I think that most important moment of Borough year was that with Liverpool.
You certainly left a legacy at Middlesbrough. There's the Pizzeria Ravanelli down the road in Redcar. I don't know how much you went there, but it's still there to this day. Yeah. All these years later, it's still there. There is a Ravanelli pizza on the menu, I checked. It has a bit of everything, says the menu, including doner kebab and seafood. What do you think about that, Fabrizio?
Fantastic. Our fans are always fantastic. I also today I received many messages from Borough fans.
Right.
Always a pleasure to read them and to remember that time in England. Fantastic fans and fantastic moments.
Absolutely. Do you feel represented though by a pizza that includes doner kebab and seafood together on a pizza?
Yeah.
It's a bit unusual.
Yeah, it's a bit unusual, but it doesn't mean that the fans still remember me, so it's also special.
Absolutely. It's a striking recipe, you might say. Well, you had so many travels after that, Marseille, Dundee, Derby County, ooh, back to Serie A with Lazio, where you won the title with Sven-Göran Eriksson. It has been, we talked about a couple of the players that you were with at Juventus, but you've had an incredible kind of gallery of co-stars in your career, not just the players, but also the managers.
Yeah, I think that I played with amazing players, amazing coaches. That Lazio was a dream team because we had a fantastic team. Just to say, Peron, Mihailovic, Nesta, Nedved, amazing players. So it was like to play in a dream team, like Juventus.
And the nice thing was that you took the title that year from Juventus as well, which must have felt
in
a
Perugia.
Bit special. In Perugia, yeah. So yeah, they lost in Perugia, your hometown, and you guys won down in Rome. But to win the title again and deny Juve the title after they let you go, that must have felt a bit special.
Yeah, it's a sign of the destiny that Juventus lost his title in Perugia. It was something of amazing. Because Lazio, I think that was the second title that they won in his history. So was something that feel different. Juventus lost his title in my hometown.
Your hometown were all those years before you'd begun your journey. After Lazio came another surprise move when Jim Smith managed to lure you back to England and Derby County. Where Stefano Aragno was there as well. What was it like? What was it like working with Jim Smith?
I stayed there 2 years. Was happy in Derby, but I had a good relationship with Jim Smith. And I stay very well with my family there. I have some fantastic memories about Derby. Then after Derby, I just remember that I had the necessity to come back in Perugia because there were the possibility to come back to home. But it's the reason wasn't because I was upset in Derby, but just because I want to come back to my hometown and finish my career in Italy. So,
What did you like about Derby? What did you particularly enjoy there?
My family stayed fantastic. Had fantastic moment in Derby. I spent good moments there. So it's not something special, of particular special, but it was just a good period of my career. Spent in Derby very well.
Excellent. If you went back to that young Fabrizio Ravanelli starting out with Perugia in the fourth division and you told him about all the things that you'd done, all the things that you'd achieved, what would be the most amazing thing, do you think, for him? What would he be most proud of?
I think that he has to be proud of all the career. Each moment is a moment to grow, to be proud of. If I have this possibility, just say to him, enjoy the journey because you will do a fantastic career.
Magnificent. And pull your jersey over your head at some point. It'll work wonders for you.
Yeah,
Fabrizio, thank you very much indeed. And, I look forward to speaking to you again soon one day, somewhere out there in football. But for the moment, enjoy the lovely weather in Perugia.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Sport Pods.